Nearly 50 people sat cross-legged on the steps of the San Francisco City Hall Thursday in meditative silence and a solidarity 24-hour fast in response to ICE operations in Minnesota and across the country. One of the participants, Beth Sosa, is a retired teacher of 20 years.
ICE is not doing what ICE was intended to do. They're doing something completely different, and they're violating the Constitution and everybody's rights. The aspiration was liberty and justice for all. This is going the very wrong direction.
The protest is a response to the deployment of 3,000 ICE officers in the Twin Cities. But beyond the arrests, a growing concern is the use of chemical irritants. Unverified images from Minnesota show federal agents deploying a thick green gas, a variant of tear gas reported to be more toxic than standard formulations. Dr. Haruni Ha from the University of California, Berkeley, has been analyzing the psychological and physiological toll of these agents.
Tear gas and pepper spray, what we call chemical irritants, when they target individuals, those harms rapidly escalate. These chemical irritants can injure any different part of your body, everything from the tears, obviously in your eyes, to a lot of skin injuries, lung injuries, and mucosal injuries to your mouth, your lungs, but also those canisters can cause serious harm as well.
Dr. Ha says the impact of these weapons extends far beyond the physical.
You have people who were involved in the protest, especially those who were injured. There's high levels of stress, anxiety, and sometimes post-traumatic stress-like syndromes. And that's because the experience of being in these protests where they're exposed to a lot of these weapons can feel almost militaristic and really dangerous and scary.
For Shannon Cheng, a layperson in the Lutheran community, these reports and the images accompanying them are what drove her to join the pro-peace vigil.
It's terrifying, it's sad. I have immigrant family members and biracial children, and so I think of my own family. I think of how, you know, we're relatively lucky to be here in San Francisco and how many families are, you know, don't have the privileges and protections that my family do. So really terrified and sad for everyone.
Faith leaders at City Hall say they're using their bodies to be a witness. Muslim organizer Reverend Ranwa Hamami says that 200 people signed up to the fast. She adds that for her, the fast is more than just skipping meals.
So many faith traditions use fasting as a way to clarify our intentions and to deepen our understanding of what we are called to do. And so a fast allows us to connect deeper with our faith, connect us deeper to what we as people of whatever faith are asked to do in this moment when we're witnessing violence, when we're witnessing the destruction of our communities. A fast allows us to really focus our attention on that.
Reverend Bruce Reyes Chow of the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity says the fast is a public witness to demand accountability for ICE's actions.
Fast is a spiritual discipline for me. It is a personal reminder of the things that may hold me back from experiencing the world. It's a public witness to the world that we are doing things in the world that hold us back from experiencing the beauty and the wonder of God. And right now, what ICE is doing in the world is holding the world back from experiencing the fullness of humanity. And so we fast together as a public witness to tell people that what ICE is doing right now is simply wrong. And so we have to stop.
For Shulamit Wise Fairman of the Kehila Synagogue clergy team, the fast is a necessary spiritual practice.
My fast began shortly before noon today in solidarity with the call that we received. And I will fast until noon tomorrow when we rally outside the immigration court in San Francisco.
I send my prayer.
I send my strength.
I send my strength to the Lord.
The fast gathering ended with a song sending prayers to people affected by ICE operations everywhere across the country. I'm Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.